Justin Ham ventured out to find the right words for his poetry and found a language in the images he found in the landscape. The former Twin Cities resident now lives in Missouri, where he continues his work exploring the Midwest. Ham's photos and poems are currently on view at the Normal Public Library through July. Entitled Midwestern, Ham says the show explores loss and decay in the landscape, finding life and inspiration where surrender abides nearby.
It's mournful and sad because there is a lot of decay around us. But if you also look at some of those things, you see the sturdiness of the past as well. Many of those things could be totally gone, but they are stubborn, kind of like people in the Midwest sometimes, and they don't totally disappear.
You have photos along with your poems in the exhibition. Are the photos specifically inspiring the poems, or do you just take the photos and then eventually just match them up with some of your poems? How does that work?
When I first started taking photos, the idea behind them was just to take photos so that I could bring them back and use them for descriptions in my poetry and fiction. And after a while, some people had positive responses to them, and some people, like my dad especially, was very supportive about this. He said, you know, people will want to see these. And so it became an artistic endeavor kind of in its own right. So the poems and the photographs are not explicitly paired. The photographs aren't meant to illustrate exactly what's in the poems, but they often inspire something. And so I like to think of it as the landscape of the photographs is the setting that my poems take place in. What I hope for is that a viewer, in looking at it, can do what I do with them, which is to place themselves or place some characters in the scene and have that be an impetus toward some sort of creation for themselves.
I found that your poems seem to elevate the everyday, talking about folk singers, talking about farmers. Can you talk to me about your inspiration for your poems?
I love the everyday. In fact, in my first book, I have a poem called The Everyday Parade, which is just a list of everyday things that are, as Allen Ginsberg would put it, holy. And so I'm kind of obsessed with that. I think poets and photographers both tend to be watchers and people watchers. The everyday has a lot of drama in it. Something as simple as an old thing sitting in a field has a certain drama to it or a story. Everyday things are extremely interesting to me, and I hope that by photographing them or describing them in a poem in a certain way, that I can pass that love on to somebody else.
Looking at your poems and reading, like the one about your grandfather, and also looking at some of these photos of old rusted out cars, there is a sense of loss, but the sense of loss isn't just about the things that eventually decay, but a sense of loss of spirit.
When I'm out there taking photographs especially, I'm kind of taken with that sense of loss. I can see there's something of the spirit of maybe what it means to be American that's eroded over time. And I do definitely want to capture that. It's kind of a double-edged sword with, you know, the past being out there, people having old rusted things on their lawns. America carries its past with us, and it's always on our lawn, metaphorically. And that can be a good thing. It can remind us of how well-built things are in the past, and it can inspire us, but it can also be a hindrance as well. You know, if those things are always looming and we're always looking to the past, thinking that that's the only place that positive things exist, that's not necessarily such a good thing either.
Now, we don't want to get people the idea that your work is just so steeped in melancholy and it's all just sad. There is, I think, some humor in your work as well. Do you find them to be a potent pair, like sadness and humor?
Oh, absolutely. You have to have that mix. If you don't, then it's hard for people to take that all in huge doses. But also, it wouldn't be a very honest depiction of the world, or it wouldn't be much of a worldview if there was no mixture, because the world contains both of those. I'm thinking of a poem that hangs there in the show, and it's called The Farmers at Their Morning Coffee. In that poem, it's about farmers who like to get together and have their breakfast, and they like to tell some stretchers and I don't know how the line goes, but it's relieve the truth of its shameful lack of color or something like that. And it's I think you've got to have both of those things for sure. And to be honest about the world, you have to contain both of those things.
So Justin, when you're creating your work, do you just grab your bag with your camera and maybe a notepad and pen and just head out and look for things to photograph and look for things to be inspired by? Or do you just let them happen to you? Do you just go about your business and then just look at something and go, oh, I see something there, and then go capture it?
I carry a camera with me all the time, and I have a notepad with me all the time. And so I'm open to when something occurs. But I also have little trips that I'll take on the weekend kind of by myself. I'll get a big old cup of coffee and maybe play some old music. The idea is to really turn the GPS off and get lost. In poems and in photography, the element of surprise is a really big thing. And so you want to get lost in that. And so that's what I try to physically get lost when I'm out there taking pictures. And then I try metaphorically to get lost in a poem, you know, and not really know which turn I'm going to take next. So it's planned spontaneity.
Is it important to you that your photos and your poems must be appearing together? Would you feel at all that if your photos were on the wall and the poems weren't accompanying them, that there would be something missing, that the people who were viewing the photos are missing out somehow?
I think there'd be something missing for me more than for the viewer or the reader. I hope that I'm skillful enough as a poet that someone who reads my poetry would get the right kinds of images in their head. And on the other side of that coin, if somebody saw my pictures, you know, I hope that they are creating their own stories in their head or even imagining themselves in the scenes. So in that sense, they don't have to work together. But I think that from a personal expression standpoint, it gets to tell the full story of what I'm personally trying to do.
We're lucky here in the Twin Cities in that we have a number of galleries and spaces where people can show their work. Why did you feel, Justin, that the Normal Public Library was the place for your work to be seen as opposed to one of these other locations in town?
Well, I have several connections to the library there. Being a hometown boy, that's where I wrote my research papers when I was in high school. And so, you know, I have kind of emotional attachment to that library. Also, libraries in general. I mean, I am a K-12 school librarian, so I love to be involved in libraries and the things that they're doing for the public. And I think libraries that try to bring art to the public, that's just another way that libraries serve. And so I think that's really great.
Well, I noticed that your photographs are something a little extra. You have a metallic luster finish on some of your photos. Tell me about the choice you made to do that with your photos.
Well, that is something that came about through experimentation. People who see my photos will see that the look of my photos is very saturated. You know, I like a lot of color, and already the color kind of pops out of them. And I work with a lab in Kansas for my prints. One of the things that they offer is this metallic luster finish. I had ordered photographs from them, and I thought they looked great as they were, but just as a kind of an experiment, I ordered a couple of highly saturated photos to see what they would look like in that luster finish. And when I got them, they seem to just pop out of the frame when I put them in. The way that they're printed adds almost like a three-dimensional element, and it really makes that saturated color have an extra appeal to it. And so as soon as I saw that, that immediately became part of my style for when these pictures are printed. You know, they don't show up that way on a computer screen so much, but the beauty of the prints themselves is enhanced by the way that they print that.
When you go out and you take photos, folks who go out and take photos are often on their own taking pictures in the landscape. People who work as poets work alone. Poetry is not really a group sport, so to speak. So do you feel that these two disciplines sort of speak to each other because there is something of a solitary nature to the creative process?
Part of what appeals to me about both of those is I'm a pretty social person throughout the day. I mean, I have K through 12 students, and I'm constantly teaching classes, and I'm talking to kids and other teachers. I'm social in that way, but by nature, I'm sort of an inward person. And so both of those arts appeal to that. I get a chance to do some thinking, and I get a chance to do some introspection and, you know, maybe try to solve some problems in my head. And when I come out of a trip where I went and took some pictures or a writing session, I usually feel pretty refreshed after that.
That's photographer and poet Justin Hamm. Midwestern is on view at the Normal Public Library through July. He also has a new book coming out full of photos and poems called The Inheritance. I'm Laura Kennedy.